You've done what we called you here to do. This church is mine. It was never yours. Time is in my hands, and you need to go. So the day we say goodbye to you, we're going to be heading out this week. We'll be driving out on Thursday. So we'd like to talk to you, say goodbyes at the potluck tonight after the I Love Quaker Heights, but it's very hard. We're very mournful. We're very excited, but we're very mournful at the same time.
Months and months ago, as I was contemplating scheduling I Love Quaker Heights, I knew where I wanted to be. I knew which meetings I wanted us to be able to visit. And I then knew what my schedule would be and how it was going to fill up. I knew that because I knew that I needed to have enough Sundays to do everything I wanted to do, so I knew I needed to be somewhere today, and I knew where I could be today. I knew that you would be the people that you are and that you have been. Now, no one weeps more openly than me. You may not know that, Chandra. But others, especially right up here, and Meredith, know that. I know this. I always have to have one reference to a country song in a presentation. And this one harkens way, way back. The small children wouldn't know it, and it certainly came out before 1984, when Chip or Meredith would have heard it. But the rest of you remember that one particular country music star, Ronnie Millsap, and he had a song that says, "I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I wouldn't have missed being here for the world today." And I'm certain that those who have gathered here today will say that they know that this is where they needed to be. Textbooks, history textbooks, unfortunately, sometimes are written from war to war to war. Perhaps that is our bent to sinning that has to be reflected as different peoples record their histories. One is overtaken by another. Bangor Liberty's life, Bangor's life, the life here in Bangor Town. It's always fun to see Bangor on a map. Well, just like Lawn Hill. Your history is the history of a body of Christ, a gathered group of believers reflecting God's light. And people pass through your way, and they serve as leaders. And I've known your leadership for a generation now, and God has used every one of those leaders. And this body then has learned and grown and shifted, and different parts have grown. And as happens in a body, different parts have died. But you are not going to be known from pastor to pastor to pastor. You are going to be known as the light that shines in the darkness, the living body of Christ out here in Bangor Town. Nathan and Chandra, as you go, as we know you must, you too have been a light and a darkness because you are Christ's, and you are Christ. You also are the body of Christ, and I know that they have learned an amazing amount in their time here, and I have been tremendously blessed, even from so many miles away. Thrilled to see you whenever I saw you. One of my memories of my husband's funeral was when I looked up and I saw Nathan and Chandra and their baby then. I'd never seen her before, and I never got to talk to him that day, but I told him later how much it meant. And I'm glad that I got to be here today as well. You see before you a picture taken by the pastor, Jim Bonser of Stavanger Friends. Jim Bonser is something of an amateur astronomer, meaning that he doesn't get paid for what he does. but he is quite enthusiastic and avid. And I'm certain that many of the wages he has paid to free himself from ministry go to purchasing telescopes and camera equipment. Can we turn off, where are the light switches here? This one? So I asked him as I was preparing for this sermon, which was all about light, I asked him to send me some pictures. And he sent me some tremendous photos that he had taken, and he told me what kind of camera it was. And as I asked him about the camera, it was not a throwaway camera. It was not a camera like any of us took to Cuba. He told me how much light was allowed in and at what speed the light was allowed in so that he could capture this picture. This is a picture of the planet Jupiter. So I asked him, I said, why does it shine like it shines? Because I was going to preach about being reflections of the sun, and hopefully you would get the part that it was the S-O-N as well as the S-U-N. And he said, well, in part, Jupiter shines because it reflects our sun. The light that you see down here in the corner is a reflection of our sun. In part, Jupiter also shines because it is such a mass of energy that it creates its own friction and its own spot in space. And as it travels, then, it creates and shakes and moves with such an energy that it will shine on its own. If you have a fancy phone, like I do now, you can hold your fancy phone after you buy the application and learn how to use it. You can hold it up to the sky, and it will tell you where Jupiter is. And Jupiter is shining. We will never see Jupiter unless we get the kind of equipment that Jim Bonser has. It is shining for two reasons. One, because it reflects, and two, because it has energy. It has a life of its own. This body, as well as this tiny little unit, will continue to shine because I am certain, and you have testified to it today, that they reflect the light of Christ, and they have done so here. I am also certain that they contain in them that energy, that of God, which will mean that they will take that power now somewhere else. But they are not removing any power from this body when they go. You are not left without hope. You are not left without a comforter or a counselor. You are left with amazing memories. And had you been able to keep track, you would know the growth you have experienced. In part, of course, your anger is because you love. You don't get angry if you do not love. You can't be, because you just simply wouldn't care. Please know. You must know. I know that you know from your own emotional reactions to the spirit that's present today that people here care. That's why I could be here today. We're gonna go ahead and close. And this is a song that requires a great deal of energy, and we have to turn the lights on for it because my whole sermon was about how absence of light can kind of affect you badly. But in case you want a nutshell of it, let me tell you this: if you don't get enough sunshine, your body lacks vitamin D. So if you need more vitamin D, this also is kind of an age-related thing. Can anybody here tell me what the best source of vitamin D might be besides sunshine? There's another one. I'm very sorry to have to tell you this, but if we were to open it now and open the doors, this place would be filled with cats. Because, I'm sorry, it's cod liver oil. Ooh, so anybody under the age of 40 doesn't understand why the rest of us are groaning. But some of us have a vague memory, and I was glad when my mom said, oh, this isn't for you, it's for the cat.
you're going to have to stand up to bring your energy to this song. And usually I have children up here as well. And we're going to have to give Alicia a second to think about how fast she wants to go. And you have to keep up with it. This for me is something to do because I like fast songs, and it's also more difficult today because neither Chip nor Alicia would agree to learn to play the fiddle or the banjo, which would help us do this. Yeah, yeah. So if you can bring up the words, we're going to sing I Saw the Light. And the chorus is, I saw the light, no more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Chip is going to sing the choruses. It does go really quickly, but if you can sing Chip is going to sing the verses, and then you will join him on the choruses, and we'll sing it a couple times through to the end. And then there is someone here who will have the benediction, and it isn't me. So you will know who you are, and please voice it from where you stand, and we'll go from this place, to have our bodies fed as well as our spirits as we fellowship around a table. Yep.
I wandered so aimless, my life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then Jesus said, praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Some glad morning.
Some glad morning when this life is old, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. I'll fly away.
Some nice notes up here. I just wanted to share a couple things real quick with you. I know that God has led in specific hearts and leadership here, and John Good is your ministering council clerk for a reason at this point. We've spent quite a bit of time talking yesterday and sharing, and just know that God put him in that position right now for a reason. God is going to be asking of you to do some things that you might not like to do. He's done that to us. There's times where we had lots of things that looked really crazy, and we said, we're not going to do it, and you know what? It turned out to be worse. As God leads you, I pray that you will listen. I pray that you will listen to the Holy Spirit and seek. Trust that his plan is the best plan. His plan cancels out pride. His plan sometimes makes you look like a fool. But it's the best plan. And I know that it is your true desire to grow and to flourish and to fly and to be the light here in this community. please trust in the Lord as he leads your heart and do as he leads. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you as we part ways. And may he bless the food that we're about to receive to our bodies and the hands prepared it. Amen. Go in peace.